gorgeous from the direction of yourself, that fans are looking at the ankle. Why then do we function? How do we get to self-deliver? Maybe as you answer those questions, respond to the invitation that has been put in front of us.
Thank you very much, Chair. As the accounting officer, it is important that you have to abide on the policies of the organization. And the process in relation to a cell phone alarm does not actually even provide for in the range of the process of the policy of the organization, because the essential services commission person is a part-time position in the organization. And the chair has asked for a cell phone alarm, which was when asked, was agreed to ultimately. But the essential issue was to please give the account in as required in terms of public service, and just mark every call that was made in relation to essential services work, and that money would be reimbursed until the process in relation to resolving self-harm alone was addressed. In addition, the chairperson had asked for IT access, and it's been dealt in a specific way. I'm not evidence, but I'm just going through what I've been advised. And the CMA is also bound by the policies of state in relation to IT processes. The chairperson asked, could his personal computer be linked into the CMA IT system, and that's contrary to the policy that the organization is obliged to uphold in terms of the CETA regulations, the IT regulations, and the organizational regulations. The CMA then offered to give a different computer, which had access and a 3G access to the current chairperson, which the chairperson, as I understand, was unhappy with. That is what happened in the last few weeks. My intention on that was to investigate the process and really possible to make a policy change to accommodate the chairperson that I spoke to the governing body meeting in relation to that on Friday next week, and the process was going to be discussed in relation to that. So in the context of this, was that put into the budget by the chairperson? And I think it's important, because I think one of the things that's come across is the director of the CCNA says whether you can have the resources, whether you can go and do a case. I have absolutely no say. The chairperson decides which case is going to be heard, who they're going to go and see. I don't even know the case is not being held unless the chair tells them. I don't have any say on what's going to be heard by the CSC. The CSC does that process, the CSC separately, and that process is dealt with going forward. So on the same basis is that I don't think, as I understand it, that there was a the process was put in, or the application and the process to getting a laptop or whatever might be required was actually made. And I'm also obliged to the account officer, because as again as I've indicated, I need to come and account ultimately to the governing body, who are the authority in relation to that, and then to Parliament in relation to spending of funds. And as you know, as was mentioned earlier in relation to following the supply chain, those processes would need to be done in terms of the recognized organizational policy. So that is basically the situation here. I don't think that there's any intention that the resources would not be given if it's required in terms of policy process, but the committee, because they fall under the CTMA, are bound by the policy of the CTMA organization. And just as an example, the donation that's been given by Honourable Oates would also have to be the case, likewise, by the Chair of the Social Services Committee, because that's the policy in terms of government, any kind of project. I'm just saying, by way of an example, that everybody's bound by the policy of the organisation, because they fall under the CTMA in terms of the financial process. So that's by way of explanation in relation to this. So the CTMA process would be that the financial application would be made, and then, and in relation to the accounting officer, the questions that I've asked, is this what the essential services want? Does it meet with their work plan? Does it meet with their needs? And the answer has been yes to all of those things. And I actually personally ensured them through the finance committee when they questioned it that money was allocated and there was no questions asked, because there had been the previous year in relation to the MSA project. So that is my way of answer. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, if clear that not everything is well in as far as social obviously, we can't be told that this debate about internet left off was a few weeks ago, as if this is a new community. what has been the practice. So, to avoid us dwelling too much on this particular issue, I wanted to propose that the DG should sit with the director as well as the chairperson, so that this thing of resourcing of that structure is sorted out, and the DG should report in the next meeting on progress that has been made. Because I don't think it's a fair thing to say the request of the chairperson was discussed a few weeks ago. What has been happening in the other times? A person who does not have an office where he can say when you want to make calls to clients, you can use landline, you give them an airtime of 500 cents because of the view that 1,000 is too much. DG interrogated the policies of CMA as the entity of the Department of Labor and made this structure to be able to work, because we don't want it to be. Thanks, John.
I just said, and I can't think of it, some would say that the chairperson of the central service is a part-time position. Is everybody in the central service part-time? So you have other jobs?
Thank you. I agree with what Bernardo Pololi was saying, because I don't know. 500 a time, what I could do with 500 a time with what we have been told is being done. But I think it's also not fair to say use from your pocket and then you will be offended. What is the person that you know? I usually assume that people might be in a position to do it. I also, there are basic tools of trade. Basic. If you are in charge, definitely the office, accommodation where people are working is important. At least all these units that are in the same age, I'm sure they are provided an office. And I'm sure if they had an office, at least a base in CCMA has offices everywhere. I don't know why CCMA cannot allocate an office and staff to deal with this issue. I don't understand. But I think I agree with Honorable Ololi, because also, if I also don't think that the chairperson can come in front of the committee and talk about the frustrations, if there are no frustrations in terms of doing their work. Definitely, there are frustrations. But I think the suggestion that the Department of Labor, DG, and the CCMA, and the Chairperson, maybe, and the Chairperson, and the Amsterdam, or DG, you sit, Deputy Chair, you sit with them, so that there is a clear understanding of how they work, and of giving this 3 million, and you're working around the country. I don't know that 3 million, what CCMA does in that 3 million. Yesterday we told CCMA only spent almost 3 million in litigation, and CCMA cannot provide enough money or credit, because, you know, if you are in charge, Ms. Noreen, I'm in charge of all these entities, it is my responsibility as well. I don't rely on the people who are heading these entities, but as well, because at the end of the day, I want to be seen as someone who has succeeded. Because if they succeed, then I succeed in the work that I'm doing. If they fail, it means I'm failing in the work that I'm doing. So all these are things of computers, and really no one would want to be given a computer or a laptop that was used 10 years ago. We all have the state of the art. If you can have the state of the art, all of them to matter. Because it's work that they are operating from the street. They don't really have an office like the other executives and other people. So I think this matter must be dealt with once and for all, teaching. We want a speedy, speedy looking into this matter without delay. Can we pass on the other questions? Oh, okay. Oh, we wanted to say something. Let me allow that member.
Next question is just in relation to, I think, this treatment of the ADHD for me, I would say it is a contraction to dismissal unchanged. But what I wanted to ask today was the frustration amongst others that they have informed us about, the one on the difficulty in securing service providers. I just wanted to check whether there is no database in the CDMA, what is happening, why are they starting to get service providers? Because we understand how it should happen when there is a database in any entity. What is the end problem? Thank you.
Just on the list of issues to deal with, that was the next one, so I'm going to continue with the responses. Let me give you two examples. Okay, let me explain the principle. The two challenges, one is the time it takes to secure a service provider. And I've made an example. We requested somebody to assist with guidelines, bring it to the CMA 3 months to get that person from sending the request. And it kills us in terms of our operations because we were supposed to have those guidelines effective from 1 January 2015. The second issue is just the trust. I went to TV on one of my meetings and I said, you know, we'll get somebody different from we'll get some agent. And we then requested, and somebody assisted us with guidelines. I obviously go through legal services because of Cameroon. Then a certain service provider is then forwarded for utilization in relation, yes. And so my question to Cameroon is, at what point do we do a triple and at what point, you know, do we get given an answer? And also that same a service provider was supposed to do what the director has requested that we have in charter. And I have raised certain ethical issues on the basis that his former attorneys were busy appearing before us on two matters. And but I said on the issue of the charter, go to the CCMA process, we can go ahead. But subsequent to that, in terms of the guideline, Cameroon was pupils and we had a different service provider that was, you know, that was provided. But the challenge goes beyond that. And this is where I say it then penalizes the institution. Because what then happens is that you are then quoted later that you objected to a particular service provider. So it goes beyond the issue of the what is happening. But then it's then taken out of the, you know, out of the process. But that's it. I'm responding to the question.
When do you accuse of having gone beyond the interest?
The last part was that in a subsequent meeting outside of the issue of securing the service provider, it is then mentioned that you objected against a certain provider. Now, ordinarily you think that you work objectively on things. If there's an issue, with you that relates to issues that you have in front of us, then I'm entitled to raise that issue and you resolve it and move forward. But that it's not going to come up later, you know, as if what you did by raising an objection is incorrect. The issue of the success rate, we certainly, I protest the chief this year. The private all these homes investigation that we did, and the honorable member said in court, there is no way that we will have a determination that quick. We even passed by far. The EFC has never done so. We, the committee, operate efficiently and effectively, and I'm sure you're surprised when we have the date and render the determination. The
from those decisions, some of these issues of their case, I'm going to stay clear of the other issues that you raised in fear of contradiction. But let me say this much, that there is commitment to sit and resolve the resources issue, both from the director and the Department of Labor. That is that before we came here today, and that is what was mentioned in one of the slides. So there is a process that's been put in place to address those issues. Guys, there you go.
So for you, before you send me, please, after send me, Mr. Pani, first before you, don't you want to, you're going to, okay, put up a function page and then you're going to put up a function.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm just interested in what Chair just mentioned. On some instances, three service providers have to be selected and one will be chosen. And in some instances, a person or service provider, a particular service provider, is enforced on him. Can the director give us some clarity on that issue? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
My remark is, the quicker this is sorted out, the better, just following on this discussion about resources. Your committee is vital to South Africa, to the workforce of South Africa and everyone that can serve by the workforce. Absolutely vital. And your budget is certainly minimal, absolutely minimal. And my personal plea is to make sure that budget is expanded, that we do have some time stuff. It would give me great joy if you were appointed full time there. Not trying to do you out of job there. But what I'm saying is, I was surprised, I must admit, when the service delivery took place within a month, I think it was, when I imagined it would take a year, because that's normal for governments. And the service delivery was within a month. And I must tell you, it dispelled a lot of the impression that I had, the commission itself. But I think what you're hearing from this committee is that if we had something more solid, if we had a proper resource commission, I think everyone would be a lot happier, because it is such a vital task. I don't think you're hearing from anyone in this committee that what you're doing is not vital. And I think it goes to the core of a modern society, is that we have service delivery. And so I just wanted to add my voice to the DG, to that sort this out as quickly as possible. And I also support our chair on this, but the superintendent discussion takes place with that. Thank you.
Is there a question from Honorable Sanskrit to you, Executive Director?
Yeah, I'm very hard to answer the question because I'm not actually sure what's being referred to, but I think Cameron might be able to answer. But as far as I'm concerned, supply chain processes must be taken out of follow-up, and if you need to procure a service provider, if it's under a certain amount, you must get two quotes, and if it's above a certain amount, you must follow the total quote of the bidding process as we were discussing yesterday. I'm not aware of a situation where that doesn't happen. Okay. So I'm a bit unsure. I can't help holding that, but I'm going to have to investigate and come back to the committee and give a proper answer on that.
I think before that, can I ask that what we have been told that it happened. I hear that you are saying you don't know. That it happened. Do you remember any case, any that it happened? What you do is, or that it happened, that it never happened. Or it's something that you're hearing for the first time, I understand if you're saying that. You follow all the processes to the latter. There is no stage in that system where a director or a head of legal can say that must be done and then this must be paid. Nothing of that sort. It will be happening for the first time. That, the answer to that question is very much important. I think you must pause and answer to that question very carefully. If you say no, then you must say you know. If you say you don't remember, then you must say you don't remember. But when we ask the children to tell us the instances where they have the service providers have been called. But on top of that question, I'm asking generally whether it has ever happened recently where the making example of the legal person in front of us would do something, would just decide on a service provider without following any processes. And after that, say, I will say CFO is one thing, say CFO pays, pay, or something that has never happened in Sydney, or something that you have never heard of, or something that will go and investigate and come in and talk to the community. But, you know, yesterday, when the question of the supply chain manager, we asked, whether that was a modus operandi, something that you all know that has been happening. All of you said it has been happening. And when we asked why is it an offense this time, or no one could stand up and say, this has been happening, but I've never seen or treated it to be a problem. Now I'm asking, has it ever happened in this city? That one person decides that, this was masticated, something of that nature, or computers must be bought without common processes, and in fact people who do. But this is in line, but it's in line what they're told to say. So I just want to understand the process, whether are you consistent in applying these processes, or these processes must be followed selectively. Can you answer?
Please. Certainly, Chair, I would never sit here and say that everything's done perfectly, because I think it's the nature of having a management and having a process. There are always challenges in relation to issues of this nature. And I can certainly say, and I think it's shown in my annual report, that there have been supply chain challenges in certain areas in the CCNA authority. But we have obviously been trying to clean that up and make the process there. So I can certainly go investigate the incident that's been asked here. But I don't know about this particular incident that's being referred to. That's why I'm not able to answer. But I certainly would never sit here and say that things are perfect, because I think by the nature of supply chain processes, things can go wrong. And the idea is to have proper checks and balances to try and make sure that you can address those appropriately.
I think I accept that answer or that response, but the challenge will arise if there are cases where you have discovered that the processes have been started and some people had to fall. And there are cases where these processes have been started and people are still there. That's where the challenge is around. Maybe let me use this opportunity to say, it will be important to get, you know, the report that you got yesterday. It was not the full report. It was a summary of the report. Am I making any sense? It was not the forensic report as it is. And I think I am entitled to that forensic report as it is, not summary. I need that as soon as it is possible. Before the end of the week, this report must be in front of the committee. Because I would think that there is more in that report than what has been selected. So that report must come to us by the end of the week. It must be in my hands. That's
the plea that I'm making. Certainly, Chair, I think we did agree yesterday at the end of the meeting that it was emailed to you immediately, so I'm sure it's actually happened already well for us.
Okay. Remember, we need to dwell on it because we've made it. I don't think, otherwise, it will be like what is that, and then we ask what is the response, and we have already identified that there are serious challenges, and this challenge must be dealt with by the DJ. So do we agree that we just stop here?
Yes.
Okay. I think we stopped everything because we don't have to respond to any question, because the more you respond to questions, the more you want to ask more questions, and we know that you have already put in front of us the challenges, and we appreciate it. In fact, it's good that the committee called you. We applaud this member by calling you. Honestly, I don't know how I'm summarizing to close. Oh, well,
Sorry, Jensen, I think your comment earlier was perhaps misunderstood by the committee members.
Okay.
I think you were asking whether we close on this matter of the IT and the problems and whatever else. But there's two or three other questions that remain unanswered. Can we please get answers to that one? I just wanted to know, for example, have they come to Parliament before? And what answers is.
Question is that
if
you just said that one, because the others are more of the challenges. So can they answer that one and then
Yes, I think you've asked for a written response to this, all these IT challenges and money challenges and all of that. So I'm happy to let those ones go because you've asked for a report and for the DG to get involved, so I'm not talking anymore on that.
Okay. Have you been here before?
No, I'm really told by your hand behind me that this is the very first time, and that's why we said that request to know about it.
Okay, thank you so much to everybody. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, honorable members.